Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska.
A red flag warning begins at 10 a.m. today and continues until 8 p.m. tonight. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times today, with daytime highs approaching 66. Partly cloudy again tonight, lows dip down to about 31. High temperatures reach up to 47. Tomorrow, mainly sunny skies. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently 39.
Kansas Mid-Rare County with news. I'm Andy Hoosier. Democrat State Representative Ford Carr from the Wichita area has announced that he has officially filed a formal complaint against Republican colleague Nick Hoheisel for what he says were threats made against him on the House floor from last week when he said that Hoheisel shouted obscenities and threatened him during a floor debate about gun legislation known as the Eddie Eagle program.
It was unequivocally a threat. You know, anytime you tell somebody, don't you ever, that's a threat. It's a behavior, I'm afraid, that appears to have escalated, you know, from certain members of, unfortunately, the Republican side of our body.
That audio from KSNT News, where he goes on to say that he believes that Democrats need to band together as Democrats are being taken advantage of during the supermajority in the House of Representatives from the Republican side of the aisle. Kansas Mid-American Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Hey, Shocker fans! Wichita State softball begins their 2025 campaign as the preseason favorite to win the American Athletic Conference. One of the nation's best players, outfielder Lauren Lucas, will lead the Shockers through big-time matchups with Oklahoma, Oklahoma State, Kansas, and others. Get your season tickets now at goshockers.com/tickets or call 316-978-FANS to secure your seats for every game. That's goshockers.com/tickets or 316-978-FANS.
Who wants to go wheeling? Here at Truck Stuff, we like to go off-road and know many of you do too. Now is a great time to get your rig ready with some bigger wheels and tires, get it lifted or axles trussed, new gears, or even some locally made rock sliders. We can also get your whip lights and recovery gear or even the hitch for your tow rig. We have interest-free financing through Snap, so come see us today at Truck Stuff at the corner of Central and Washington.
Tricked out, decked out, check us out, Truck Stuff.
With the ongoing cuts at the federal level from the bureaucratic side of things under the Trump administration and the Department of Government Efficiency, IRS workers are being laid off across the nation and including here in the state of Kansas. As according to WIBW, they say that Kansas City's IRS building is going through layoffs and cuts at their location, according to the vice president of the union that represents the employees. WIBW reports, according to the IRS and Lee's Summit in Overland Park, said they're being laid off as well as of last week, with the impacted workers getting notified by mail that they need to meet with their direct managers starting this week, where the email goes on to tell them to turn in all of their government-issued equipment and then being escorted out of the building. So far, according to the workers' union, they say 59 individuals have been laid off, with as many as 100 employees that were expected to be fired by the end of the month. Overall, union representatives also say they're not sure how many people will be laid off in total at the Kansas City's IRS branch, but overall, the IRS is looking to lay off roughly 3,500 employees across the nation. Mid-America Network News.
Ever wonder about the true cost of replacing your home and all its contents? Concerned about liability if someone gets injured on your property? It's time to address these crucial questions. At Blue Valley Insurance, we specialize in home protection. From theft and vandalism to fire and storms, we've got your back. Let's craft a personalized plan tailored to your unique needs. Visit us at Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, or Marysville.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Nebraska state lawmakers say they are looking at raising the rate of how much they get paid to be an elected official within the state, arguing that the current $12,000 limit disallows individuals to have the ability to run for office. According to Nebraska TV, they say the proposal came from Senator Myron Dorn, a farmer in the state of Nebraska, that has introduced the measure that would increase the salary for legislative officials from $12,000 a year to $30,000 annually. They say if the bill passed, it would kick in as of January 6th of 2027, with each member of the legislature being paid at the minimum wage rate and would receive health insurance paid by the state with equivalent benefits to those who offered by Medicaid. According to the legislators, they say that if individuals tried to run for office at this current rate, it means that most individuals would have to take a pay cut, which limits them to be able to seek office and be able to hold a job at the same time. Nebraska, Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier.
2025 is the year to come out to Midwest Kia if you dare to compare. We're so confident that you'll love the product, love the pricing, and love the simple and transparent purchase process that we're putting our money where our mouth is. This year, give Midwest Kia a chance to dazzle you. Mention the Dare to Compare campaign, and we'll give you an extra $200 off any new vehicle, in addition to any existing rebates and discounts. Found a better fit elsewhere? We're going to pay you $100 just for giving us a chance. It's a win-win all month long at Midwest Kia. Mention the Dare to Compare campaign, and we'll give you an extra $200 off any new vehicle, in addition to any existing rebates and discounts. Dare to Compare. Just another way to say,
we want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
$100 payment paid to customers who have been presented a deal in-store and provided a signed purchase agreement from competing dealer up to 30 days after store visit.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Libraries are again offering computer basics classes, including Marysville, Axtell, Waterville, and Vermilion Public Libraries in March and April. These begin in Marysville March 4th, and the full schedule and sign-up information for the free classes is available by calling Marysville Public Library at 562-2491. Annual Beatty Fire Department Fish Fry is Saturday, March 1st, 5 until 8 p.m. at the Fire Hall in Beatty. Marshall County Arts Cooperative is hosting a Mardi Gras fundraiser Saturday, March 1st at Venue 36 in Marysville. The dinner is sold out, but tickets remain for the jazz music, dancing, and other activities to follow, which begin at 6:30 p.m. Masquerade costumes are encouraged. $20 tickets are online at marshallcountyarts.org or from One Marysville office in advance. They will be sold at the door Saturday evening as well, with more details listed on the MCAC website. Janet Zias of Blue Rapids is our public affairs guest this weekend. She is spearheading an effort to plan and coordinate a July 4th celebration in 2026, honoring the 250th anniversary of the founding of the United States.
Oh, definitely, because that is the birthday. And it happens that it's a three-day weekend. It's a three-day holiday. If the 4th is on Saturday, then you have Sunday, and Monday is the legal holiday. So, you know, my idea is it would be cool if some of, like, say, the three largest towns had a major event on each of those days so that somebody in the county could go to all three of them. You know, if a big event was in Marysville on Saturday and then another big event in Blue Rapids or Waterville or Frankfort or something, you know, the next 2 days, they would have a lot of choices.
Join the conversation with Janet Zias Saturday morning at 7:10 on KNDY.
It's an opportunity to unite and celebrate America. We're like a treasured crazy quilt that comes together for protection and comfort, and at the same time is beautiful and fully represents everyone. It kind of describes America. We're a big crazy quilt, all kinds of fabrics.
Kansas legislators shared recent developments with State Representative Lisa Mosier, commenting on the legislative turnaround.
And so starting next week, we will get all the bills that the Senate approved and sent out of their body. We'll get all of those. And then our committees, the 30 committees that are a part of the House, will begin evaluating those Senate bills. And so we just flip-flop. They got all our bills. We'll get all theirs. We'll work them again, and then at the end of session, we go into what's called conference committee, where if we have changes, then we'll have to get together with the ag committee in the House. We'll get together with the ag committee in the Senate and hammer out the differences and come to an agreement. So,
Lisa Mosier and State Senator Elaine Bowers will be in Marysville Saturday, March 15th, for the annual legislative forum to be held at Landall Lanes in Marysville. Bowers also commented on the session turnaround.
Right now, in session here this week, we are at the point called turnaround, which actually is my favorite part of session. It's where the House bills come over to the Senate, and the Senate bills go over to the House, And this year in the Senate, we had 277 bills introduced, and 78 of those we've sent to the House. So when we come back next week, those House bills will be assigned to committees, and then the committee process starts all over. And then at the end of that process, that's where conference committees meet together, and we blend the two versions together and put together a package that we bring back for an up or down vote, no amendments at that point. And 63 of those 78 bills were from this week, and one Senate bill has become law right now. One other thing that the Senate does is confirmation votes, and Leonard Wolf from Marshall County was one of those appointments we confirmed to the banking board. That's something the House doesn't do, but the Senate does.
Funeral services for Julia A. Dude Brower, age 91, of Frankfort, which were rescheduled due to weather, will be held Friday, February 28th, 10 a.m. at the First Presbyterian Church in Frankfort. Burial in the Centralia Cemetery, with the Padden Funeral Chapel of Frankfort in charge of arrangements for Julia Dude Brower. Bernice M. Hyman, age 88, of Baileyville, passed away Sunday. Massive Christian burial Friday, 10:30, at the Sacred Heart Catholic Church in Baileyville. Burial in the church cemetery. Rosary Thursday at 2 and again at 7 p.m. at the Lauer Funeral Home in Seneca, in charge of arrangements for Bernice Hyman. Dolores A. Vatauer, age 89, of Barnes, passed away Friday. Funeral service Friday at 2 p.m. at St. Peter's Lutheran Church south of Barnes. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Thursday, noon until 8. Family will greet friends Thursday from 6 until 8 at the Christy Anders Funeral Home in Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Dolores Vatauer. Jerome J. Fleur, age 89, of Randolph, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Saturday, 10:30, at the Wallsburg Lutheran Church. Burial in the Wallsburg Cemetery. Visitation Friday, 9 until 5, at the Anders Fifely Funeral Home of Riley, in charge of arrangements for Jerome Fleur. Phyllis A. Cookie Gunther, age 83, of Marysville, passed away Tuesday. Now services will be held. Kinsley's in charge of arrangements for Phyllis Cookie Gunther. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu Friday, tuna casserole, a muffin, sliced carrots, and lime pears. Monday's menu, smothered chicken, mashed potatoes, peas, and fruit cocktail.
What happened?
This house is too small.
So let's buy a new house.
But we can't afford a new house. Money doesn't grow on trees.
That's why we'll go to United Bank and Trust. I heard they have low mortgage rates that are affordable for everyone.
Well, then let's go right now.
Stop and see me, Nick Wolf, at United Bank and Trust to talk about getting your new home loan process started, or visit us online at www.ubankonline.com. UBank, we deliver. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Here's a look at your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Expecting breezy conditions out ahead of an approaching dry cold frontal boundary for today. Out ahead of that frontal boundary, managing high temperatures in the middle to upper 60s by this afternoon. But those winds will be switching to the northwest and increasing to 15 to 20 miles per hour later into the day, and could add some frequent gusts up into the 30s. Then for tonight, behind that frontal boundary, tumbling back to some lower 30s for overnight low temperatures. Seasonably cool for your first day of March, then on Saturday with upper 40s making a return, despite lots of sunshine. And the sunshine sticks around even into your Sunday, with temperatures a good 10 degrees milder, reaching up into the upper 50s. A weak upper-level disturbance could touch off some light rain activity Sunday night, but expecting a better chance for rain activity into Tuesday and Tuesday night, and some thunderstorms are also possible. I'm meteorologist Michael Caro.
Average high temperature, late February 49, record high on this date 78. The average low 25 and the record low 12 below zero. Sunset this evening 6:16, sunrise in the morning at 7:04.
What makes Tony's Meat Market in Marysville exceptional? It's you, the customer. The highest quality meat selection with prices that won't break the bank. Stop in Tuesday through Saturday and find yourself the perfect cut of beef, pork, or chicken for all your grilling summer needs. Special orders available, a drive-up window for your convenience, and a friend from the first visit. Swing by Tony's Meat Market on Highway 36 in Marysville and come see me, Tony, the Meat Man, and the rest of the crew and get your grilling party kicked off right.
Laissez le bon temps louer. Join the Marshall County Arts Cooperative for the Mardi Gras Masquerade Saturday, March 1st at Venue 36 in Marysville. Start your evening with an authentic Cajun dinner featuring gumbo, baguettes, and more from 5 p.m. until 6:30. Enjoy live jazz from the Gatsby Jazz Quartet from 6:30 until 8:30 before hitting the dance floor with DJ Tunes until 11:30. Dress to impress for your chance to be crowned King or Queen of Mardi Gras. Play the bead game for a chance to win prizes, and don't miss out on King Cake and more fun activities. Tickets will be $20 at the door, but will be limited, or get yours in advance by stopping at the One Marysville office at 617 Broadway Street or texting 785-859-4260 for tickets. Enjoy a night of New Orleans-inspired fun with the Marshall County Arts Cooperative Mardi Gras Masquerade Saturday, March 1st.
Jim Basquiat, we tip it off with Curry cooking in O-Town.
Curry, guarded by Carter Jr., gets another screen. Bounce pass to Post. Over to Pajemski. Post had a layup and gave it up. Pajemski out to Curry. Pump fake. Fly by. Three ball. Got it with the buzzer sounding. The shot clock was winding down. It's his 12-3 of the night. He's got a 52-point game. More importantly, the Warriors lead by five.
That's 95-7 the game. How about 56 for Steph Curry, making 12 threes. Warriors over the Magic, 121-115. NBA record, 26 game with 10-plus trays for Steph. Giannis, 28, 19 rebounds, 7 assists. Bucks beat the Nuggets, 121-112, despite Nikola Jokic turning in his 27th triple-double. On a night, Ant-Man was ejected thanks to two tees. LeBron and Luka combined for 54 points, 30 rebounds, 11 assists. Lakers, 111-102 over the Wolves. Kyrie Irving scored 28. Mavericks over the Hornets, 103-96. Zion's first career triple-double, 27 points, 10 boards, 11 assists. Pelicans over the Suns in Phoenix, 124-116. College hoops on the ladies' side. Mikayla Timpson scored 22. 24th-ranked Florida State hands 3rd-ranked Notre Dame their second straight loss, 86-81. Sarah Strong, 22, as UConn takes Creighton and claims their 5th straight Big East regular season title. On the men's side, Namari Burnett made a 3 at the buzzer. Number 15, Michigan, 84-82 over Rutgers. First place tie with rival Michigan State, who got a buzzer beater of their own just a night earlier. And 2-way star Travis Hunter says he won't work out at the NFL Combine this week. Also adds he'd like to play both ways, cornerback, wide receiver, in the pros, just like in college.
If you've been waiting to hear Macy's winter clearance, now's the time. Get everything you've been eyeing all season long at prices that are worth the wait. How good? Think 40 to 70% off coats, sweaters, boots, and more. Plus, come in and get an extra 20% off all your clearance purchases. That's up to 75% off. So if you've been waiting to treat yourself to something cute and cozy, hurry into Macy's now, because you're not the only one ready to score amazing winter deals. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Progressive knows we all crave validation.
Girl, you are not 37.
I would have guessed 27.
You guys are too sweet.
Sure. Dewy skin.
Terrific. Is something wrong, Ned?
Why would you ask? Just because today marks my 10th anniversary without a car accident or even a speeding ticket? But somehow, tonight's all about your skincare.
Wow. With Snapshot from Progressive, you can get a personalized rate based on how you drive. And that's all the validation you need. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliate. Snapshot not available in California or from all agents. Surcharge possible for unsafe driving.
High school basketball scores from Thursday night's action. First round of sub-state. Marysville girls, the 11th seed, take down 6-seeded Haven, 42-38. They will face off against 3-seeded Cheney on a Tuesday night. Other action in 3A. Nemaha Central girls take over Wichita Trinity Academy 52-44, while Riley County defeats Belle Plaine 52-33. In 2A boys action, 15th-seeded Valley Heights Mustangs fall to 2-seeded Valley Falls 55-28, while Donovan West falls at Rossville 52-32. In tonight's KNDY FM 95.5 broadcast feature, the Valley Heights girls get sub-state basketball action started as they host Jefferson County North in first-round action of the Class 2A Valley Heights sub-state bracket. Having faced 1A Twin Valley League opponents all season, head coach Jordan Brockerman says sub-state play always presents its own unique challenges.
It's going to be unfamiliar for us because most of the teams in our sub-state we haven't played or seen. They're all from east of us, and we just don't have any of them on the schedule. So we'll have to see what they're made of and see what they're good at, and it'll just be about becoming familiar with our opponents.
Broadcast coverage will begin after the 5 o'clock news block with tip-off set for 6 p.m. on KNDY FM 95.5, streaming online at kndyradio.com and in the free KNDY mobile app. Your home for high school sports coverage in Northeast Kansas has always been KNDY.
KNDY.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. Tariffs are taking a toll on the stock market before they even take effect. The Dow Jones on Thursday surrendered 193 points. The S&P lost 1.6%. The NASDAQ composite took a 2.8% hit, falling 531 points. One place that might dodge the tariff bullet is the UK. After meeting with British Prime Minister Keir Starmer at the White House, President Trump yesterday signaled that the two countries may be able to work out a trade deal to avoid U.S. tariffs. Google has put workers in its human relations and cloud divisions on notice that layoffs are on the way as part of an internal reorganization. The tech giant missed financial expectations in the fourth quarter of 2024. After an 18-month trial run at 200 locations, Jimmy John's is taking its new toasted sandwiches nationwide starting Monday. On Tuesday, the company will give away $1 million worth of sandwiches through an offer on its app. By the way, that's Fat Tuesday. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Good Friday. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sips, back with your latest agricultural news here on the Mid-America Ag Network. And it is Friday morning, and at these times, we check in with the latest Steckline report with Larry Steckline. Larry, what's the latest?
Secretary Rollins in town. It was nice to see her out visiting with people that she needs to serve. Been in the Washington, D.C. office very little since she was overwhelmingly approved by the Senate. She describes herself as a reader and a studier, but she seems adamant to hear from the farmers and ranchers, and she referenced her visits to the dairy farm and national beef facility as inspiring, but also in a way that helps her understand the real challenges at hand. In any event, what's going on with her as far as DOGE? They're working to stop wasteful spending, according to Rollins. I want to reiterate again. She says vital farm programs are not at risk. I'm not sure what she says is vital, but it seems to me like a farm bill, crop insurance. And in fact, she was asked those questions. Not a direct answer, but close enough to where I think she will stand up to keep them intact and maybe even make them a little bit better. The top producer summit in Kansas City where she talked, she says, my promise to you is this. My commitment will never waver, that every minute of every day for the next 4 years, I'll do everything within my power, with hopefully God's hand on all of us and our work, to ensure we're not just entering the golden age for America, but we're entering the golden age for agriculture. Says a lot of good things. Let's hope that the results are there when it's all said and done. Hey, thanks for being with us on the Steckline Report.
El Dorado Livestock Auction, 2.5 miles east of El Dorado on Highway 54. Proudly serving farmers and ranchers with weekly cattle sales each Thursday at 11 a.m. The order of sale is stock cows and bulls, followed by calves, feeder cattle, then butcher cows and bulls. The goal at El Dorado Livestock Auction is to use an honest, full-value approach that attracts the best buyers and creates a competitive market for our sellers. El Dorado Livestock Auction strives to develop a friendly, personal relationship with each customer and understand their individual business needs. You can see a full list of consignments online at eldoradolivestock.com or pick up the phone and call 316-320-3212 with any questions. El Dorado Livestock Auction, a sale every Thursday at 11 a.m. El Dorado Livestock Auction, 2.5 miles east of El Dorado on Highway 54.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Jacob Clout. Usually, native pastures possess smaller seed banks, which have a lower nutrient storage capacity, making the establishment phase of development crucial to their success. Kansas State University Northeast Area agronomist Tina Sullivan discusses how to prepare for growing native grasses.
We want it to be as weed-free as possible. If we do have weeds already establishing, they're going to outcompete that native grass right off the bat. We want it to be what we say firm, and so there's good seed-to-soil contact, because again, these are very small seeds that don't have a lot of food storage, so they've really got to get germinated and get going and get that root into the soil profile the best it can. So for seeding rate, it's going to kind of be dependent on what that mix is. For some of them, it's 5 to 10 pounds. Some of them, it's as low as 2 pounds per acre. It really does depend on what you want in that mix and the purity of that seed. Looking at the publication, MF2291 really will step you through how to see what you want in your mix and how to calculate that pure live seed to see how many pounds per acre you need for your native establishment.
Sullivan explains how long the establishment process takes.
To become a fully established stand, they can take up to 4 years. So really working at the beginning to make sure everything is as perfect as we can get to be can ensure we have that very well-established stand. Because again, it does take time for it to become productive.
She relays when producers should plant native grasses.
For planting, the state's kind of split into three zones for native grasses. And so for zone one, which is kind of southeast area of the state, our optimum range is March 25th to April 10th. Acceptable range would be February 15th to May 1st. For zone two, which really covers everywhere from south central Kansas up to the northeast, our optimum range is April 1st to April 20th with acceptable range of March 1st to May 15th. And then zone three, which is our northwest corridor of the state, would be April 10th to April 30th being optimum, but March 1st through May 15th being acceptable range.
That was Kansas State University Northeast Area agronomist Tina Sullivan on native grass establishment. Learn more in an article titled Native Grasses, Management Factors During and After Stand Establishment, found in the February 13th issue of the K-State Agronomy E-Update. I'm Jacob Clout. This has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Be prepared for this planting season with Cottage Hill Ag Supplies Spring Planter Clinic March 6th at their location south of Waterville on Thursday, March 6th from 1:30 p.m. until 3:30. Covered will be planter maintenance practices and proper planter setup for a successful planting season, as well as a full dive into the precision planting lineup offered at Cottage Hill Ag Supply. Call Darren at 785-363-6101 or visit Cottage Hill Ag Supply on Facebook for more information.
There's a lot of mythology about how February became our shortest month. We will share some of that lore today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmerrancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, February 28th. It is the 59th day of the year, and racing legend Mario Andretti turns 85. February is certainly a calendar oddity, but the story of how it came to be is even odder. A few centuries B.C., the Romans were using a 10-month calendar built around the milestones of planting and harvesting. In their thinking, nothing useful happened between December and March, so it didn't need a place on the calendar. It eventually became clear that ignoring winter wouldn't make it go away, so January and February were shoehorned into the leftover 59 days. Although even numbers were considered unlucky, February was given the short end of the stick. If you must have an unlucky month, went logic, make it the short one. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more fun facts at almanac.com.
Sims back with your Mid-America Network Sports Update. As Wichita State University men's basketball saw their six-game win streak come to a halt last night with an 82-72 loss to the second-place UAB Blazers in Charles Koch Arena. UAB came into the game ranked near the very bottom in the nation, forcing turnovers, but strapping defense had the Shockers uncomfortable for most of the night. 12 of Wichita State's 17 turnovers came in the second half when UAB stretched its lead to as many as 14. They scored 26 points off of those 16 Shocker miscues. Up next, for the Shockers, they'll head to the Lone Star State for a two-game road swing, starting with the rematch at North Texas on Monday, 8 p.m. tip-off. That game actually is broadcasted on ESPN2. Another game that was in action last night for the Wichita State Shockers was their softball team, dropping its 2025 home opener to the number 16 team in the nation, the Oklahoma State Cowgirls, 11-2 in five innings on Thursday at Wilkins Stadium. Of course, they will have another game coming up today. That game, 5:30 first pitch against Missouri.
Love it and leave it at Rusty Egg Ford. Love your new ride and leave your trade behind at Rusty Egg Ford. Choose from over 600 new and used vehicles. Choose from a 2024 F-150, 5.9% for 84 months. Or 2024 Expedition, $7,000 rebate and up to $14,000 off. Stock number 214-4022. Or 2024 F-150, 1.9% for 36 months. Love your new ride. Leave your trade behind and get top dollar for that trade. Choose from over 600 new and used vehicles all ready to drive home today. With zero down and low APR financing options, getting into the car, truck, or SUV you need has never been easier at Rusty Egg Ford and RustyEggFord.com.
Absolutely unbeatable.
Offers cannot be combined with approved credit. Must finance with Ford credit. Interest accrues from date of sale, 1667 per month per $1,000 financed.
There's some other games taking place today here in the state of Kansas and throughout the Big 12, as well as the KU. Both men's and women's teams are back in action. The softball will be on the road against Marshall today, 11 a.m. for that first pitch, and then later this afternoon, 4:15, on the road against Oklahoma. Baseball will start a series against Omaha, 3 p.m. first pitch later this afternoon. And a tough challenge for the K-State men's baseball team, as they will have a 2 p.m. first pitch later this afternoon against the number 2 team in the country, the LSU Tigers. They will also match up against Sam Houston State this weekend with a noon pitch on Saturday. Some scores across the NBA showed it was Steph Curry erupting for 56 points, including 12 three-pointers, as the Warriors outlast the Magic. They get the win 121-115. Milwaukee over Denver 121-112. The Mavericks, Dallas down, Charlotte 103-96. New Orleans over Phoenix 124-116. And the Lakers over Minnesota 111-102. Sam's back with your latest updates here on the Mid-America Sports Network.
High school basketball scores from Thursday night's action. First round of sub-state. Marysville girls, the 11 seed, take down 6-seeded Haven, 42-38. They will face off against 3-seeded Cheney on a Tuesday night. Other action in 3A. Nemaha Central girls take over Wichita Trinity Academy, 52-44, while Riley County defeats Belle Plaine, 52-33. In 2A boys action, 15th-seeded Valley Heights Mustangs fall to 2-seeded Valley Falls 55-28, while Donovan West falls at Rossville 52-32.
Marysville Lady Bulldogs determined to play another day, took the Haven Wildcats 42-38, tipping off a 3A substate Thursday. Marysville outscored them 3 of 4 quarters, but struggled putting it away, hitting 3 of 16 free throws in the fourth quarter, 5 of 25 at the line on the night. Marysville led nearly the entire contest, though, by Lindsay Dressman's 15-point performance. Haven was paced by junior Avery Brawner with 13, Their senior standout, Sienna Dufresne, was half her average at 10 points. Lady Wildcats end their season 14-7. Marysville advancing 10-11. Bulldogs 42-38 winners at Haven Thursday, tipping the sub-state semifinals Tuesday. Reporting for KNDY Sports, I'm Bruce Dierke.
Saturday, 1A girls teams in semifinal round action, including Hanover hosting Northern Valley, Axtell at Pike Valley, Lynn is home to Victoria, Centralia entertains Onega, Frankfort travels to Clifton Clyde with Blue Valley at Troy. All of these girls games for Saturday set for 7 p.m. with Axtell versus Pike Valley from Republic County High School in Belleville live on KNDY FM 95.5. Monday, 1A boys teams in semifinal round action include Hanover hosting Victoria, Lynn at Axtell, Frankfort at Bishop Seabury, and Blue Valley at Lincoln. Game times for Hanover versus Victoria, Frankfort at Bishop Seabury, and Blue Valley at Lincoln have been moved to start time of 6 p.m. with Axtell versus Lynn boys tipping off at 7 p.m. live on KNDY FM 95.5.
Marysville High boys and Valley Heights girls sub-state tip-offs live tonight at 6 on KNDY, as well as KNDYradio.com and our free mobile apps.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. A red flag warning begins at 10 a.m. today and continues until 8 p.m. tonight. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times today, with daytime highs approaching 66. Partly cloudy again tonight, lows dip down to about 31. High temperatures reach up to 47. Tomorrow, mainly sunny skies. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently 39.